This week, Parsha Vayakum Pekudei. So I want to speak about something that really doesn't relate directly to the Seder at all. It's more to a topic that we'll see connects to Pesach a little bit, to Shabbos and Yom Tov in general, the beginning of Parsha Vayakum, although there is a statement relating to Shabbos. It says, Sheishas Yomim Tehasem Melacho Vayom Hashvi Yelachem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos Malashem Kol Haseva Melacho Yomos. Beginning of Parsha Vayakum reminds us of the midst of Shabbos. And the first one will explain, because the Torah is stressing that even though there are people involved in the building of the Mishkan, but that does not override Shabbos. Even something so noble and something so important as the construction of the Mishkan does not override Shabbos. Shabbos comes first. In fact, as we know, very significantly, the exact prohibitions of Shabbos in terms of the Avos Melach are derived from what they used to do in the Mishkan. So there's a very deep connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan. But in any event, the Pasuk here describes Shabbos as Yom HaShvi. Shabbos on the seventh day. So what exactly does that mean, Yom HaShvi? When does Shabbos begin? So Shabbos begins on the seventh day, whatever the seventh day of the week is. And we know, it says in the beginning of the Chumash, Vayera Vayivoker, so in the Jewish perspective, the calendar day changes the night before. Let's say in the secular calendar, today is Thursday the 19th. So it becomes Friday the 20th at 12 midnight. Someone's writing a document tonight, it'll say Thursday the 19th. It'll write a document a few minutes after 12, it'll say Friday the 20th. So in the Jewish calendar, so today, Thursday was, what, I think the 23rd. Thursday was lit. Oh, sorry. So the Jewish day today was the 23rd of Adar, Thursday the 23rd. So it became Friday the 24th when it got dark out. So Nafkamina being, let's say somebody got married today. So if the chuppah was 6 o'clock, let's say, it would have said on the ksuba Thursday the 23rd. If the chuppah is after dark, then we'll say Friday the 24th. So that's the difference. So Shabbos, Yom HaShvi, begins, of course, the night before. But as we know, we have a practice, and it goes into effect usually right around this time of the year after the clocks have changed the daylight savings time. Many shuls make an earlier minyan on Friday evening, because sometimes people don't want to wait till it gets so late, especially as the spring moves on, it gets into the summer and so on. Sometimes it doesn't get dark till 8:30, a quarter to 9, whatever time it is. And so people want to make the so-called early minyan and add on to Shabbos and to begin Shabbos at 7 o'clock, let's say, whatever time exactly it is in every shul. So where exactly does that come from? That's the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, sometimes called Tosef Shabbos, same idea, Tosefes Shabbos, and it should apply to Yom Tov, as we'll see, and we'll discuss it as well, in connection with Pesach. The original source for adding on to Shabbos comes from a pasuk, in terms of it being a mitzvah, comes from a pasuk with regards to Yom Kippur. It says in Parshas Emor, the second, and the source is Perek Chav Gimel of Ayikra Pasuk Lamed Beis, Shabbos Shabbosan Hulachem V'Nisim Esnaf Shosichem B'Sisha L'Chodesh Bo'erem Erem Erem Tish B'Sisha Shabbatan. It says B'Sisha L'Chodesh, very strange. The Torah identifies Yom Kippur as landing on Sisha L'Chodesh Bo'erem, the ninth of Tishrei, the ninth of the month in the evening. What do you mean the ninth of the month in the evening? Yom Kippur is on the 10th of the month. Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei. That we know. So why does the Torah use that unusual expression that begins the 9th in the evening? B'sisha l'chodesh ba'erev. That's just another way of saying the 10th. Say the 10th. We know it means the night before, just like any other place where the Torah gives a date and it's something that occurs. So we know it means the night before. So that's really the question which the Gemara itself raises in the next of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, it's also in the end of Yuma, the same Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel points out, really raises the question. The Gemara says, really, the 9th? What do you mean? You're supposed to fast on the 9th? What do you mean, b'sisha? So the Gemara says, Maschilu Misanim Lod Yom. We learn from here that actually you're supposed to start fasting and to begin Yom Kippur when it's taka still the ninth, even before nightfall, before sunset. I'm not going to go into another difference whether it's sunset or nightfall. It's earlier than sunset. Sometime earlier, you're already supposed to begin fasting for Yom Kippur. That's what it means, B'sisha L'Chodesh. It means when it's taka still the ninth. You don't wait till the tenth. Yom Kippur is a special din. You're supposed to already start undertaking the fast earlier than when it's actually the tenth, namely on the ninth. Milamid Shemosifin Michol Al Kodesh. This teaches us we add from the weekday onto the Yom Tov, onto the holiday, right? And so we begin Yom Kippur early. And that's indeed what we do, right? We discussed this in the past. We have this practice. All the shuls call this man for Kol Nidre, whatever it is, X number of minutes earlier than sunset, and people come and they're ready. Those who say Tfilah Zakeh sort of formally accept Yom Kippur in the text of Tfilah Zakeh. We always begin Yom Kippur a little bit early. We start start fasting earlier than when it actually is already the 10th of Tishrei. That's based on his pasuk. That's the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Mosifin Michol Al Kodesh. And the Gemara says, Ain Lele B'Kinesasu B'Tziyosu B'Nayin. This is not only true at the beginning, but you have to add on at the end also. You don't stop Yom Kippur punked right at the nightfall the next night. You also add on. Notice the Gemara doesn't say exactly how long you have to add on. We discussed that in the previous shurim, whether it's a couple of minutes, a half an hour, different shitas. But whatever it is, that's not for tonight. But you add something on both the beginning and at the end, because it says Me'erev Ad Erev. And then the Gemara says, Ain Lele B'Kippurim Shabbosus B'Nayin. That's good for Yom Kippur. What about Shabbos? Talmud Lomar Tish B'Su says the phrase Tish Bisu, which we call Shabbos. And how do we know Yom Tov Minayin? Talmud Lomar Shabbat Chem. Ha-Ketzer Kol Mokum Sheitz Boshus Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. This din is not restricted to Yom Kippur. It applies to Shabbos and the Yom Tov as well. So that indicates that there's some kind of a mitzvah, actually. Now, the Rambam Paskins, couldn't read my handwriting, should be Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shavuot. I'm sorry, question? Yeah, the Rambam Aleph. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, my apologies, it should say Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav, that's a mistake in the source. Say Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. The Rambam Paskins this way with regards to Yom Kippurim, that indeed we go ahead to begin. So the text is a mistake here. I have to improve my handwriting. Mm-hmm. But thank you very much. I'm the small set, yeah. Izmanim, I'm sorry. So the Rambam paskens this way in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav that indeed Yom Kippur is a mitzvah Mosif Michol HaKodesh, a mitzvah Tosefes Yom Kippur. It's an open Gemara based on a pasuk, and the Magid Mishnah comments on the Rambam over there. Thank you. That's good. Okay, eventually we'll hit it. So the Magid Mishnah comments that the Rambam chooses to mention this mitzvah Tosefes in the laws of Yom Kippur, but he doesn't say it with regards to Shabbos. Interesting. The Rambam never mentions, there we go, thank you. The Rambam never mentions this with regards to the laws of Shabbos. To read the Lashon, thank you. To read the Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shvitos Osa Aleph Havav. Shvitos Osa is his nickname for Yom Kippur. So, there, find it. Pardon me. Here we are. The Rambam writes, Kishen Sheshoves Melacha Bo Sheshvus Melacha Bo Bein Biyom Bein Belayla Kachshus Lina Bein Biyom Belayla Vitzarach Lahosif Michol Al HaKodesh Bichnisoso Uvitziyoso Shenemar Avinisim Esnaf Shosechem Besisha Al HaKodesh Ba'erev Klomar Haschil Latzum Ul His Anos Me Erev Tisha Asamuch Lasiri. Begin fasting and observing Yom Kippur on Erev Tisha, when it's evening of the 9th, Somuch Lasiri, near the 10th, but it's not yet the 10th. And Chaim B'Tziyosos. So as I said, the Magid Mishnah here, on this Rambam comments, Nidivar Arbeinu Nireh She'ein Tosefes Dvar Torah Ela Be'inui Avalo Basiyas Melacha. First of all, he says, the Rambam seems to stress that the only mitzvah to add on is in terms of fasting, but not Issa Melacha. That's a different discussion. But then he writes, also, Lo B'Yom HaKippur, Lo B'Shabbosos. The Rambam evidently does not hold that there's a derisive requirement to add on to Shabbos. And that's why the Rambam writes, you have to begin fasting and so on. So the Magid Mishnah makes that point that the Rambam does not mention it by Shabbos. And what we do have on the sources, the next source, number 6, the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel writes, Rabbeinu lo hizkir po din tosefes michol hakodesh. That's where the Rambam would have written. He's talking about Hadlokas Neres there. That's where, if the Rambam would have held, this is where it would have been found. And the Bagid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Rambam doesn't mention it. Why? He says, because of Harava Magid, the Perek Aleph, Nechosh Vizos also, we just read it. The time of Mishum, the last late Tosefes, Varator, Yom Kippur Levad. Because evidently the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah of Tosefes other than on Yom Kippur, and other than regards to Inui. Now it's interesting, the Bagid Mishnah says the Rambam doesn't hold that there's a Doraisa requirement. He has less late Tosefes Dvar Torah. The Kesef Mishnah adds in the last line, Umash Meli, the Dvar Torah Shekos of Lav Dafka. Dimi the Rabbananami, Lesley Tosefis. Dim Lokan, Lavala Shmita, Shmita. In other words, the Kesef Mishnah says, it doesn't mean that the Rambam doesn't hold Doraisa, as if to say maybe the Rabbanan is. No, not Doraisa, not the Rabbanan. There's no mitzvah Tosefis on Shabbos. It's just a Din Yom Kippur.
There's no mitzvah to, but...
Okay, right, correct. Don't we'll get that. But that's in terms of a mitzvah. And he says the same thing more or less in the Beis Yosef and Hilchos Shabbos, Archaim, Simon, Reis, Samach, Alev, Rambam, Perek A, Lo Hizkir, Din Tosefis, the Chos of Rav HaMangid, Perek, Alev, Hilchos Shvizos, Osir, the time is from the last day Tosefis of our Torah, Eliyom Kippur, Levad, and so on. Same thing. Okay, and the Torah also leaves it out. Rabbeinu Shishmi Dina Tosefes near the Svilei Rambam, the less late Tosefes of Shabbos. Okay, and it's interesting because the Rosh holds that there is, and the Beis Yosef comments, the Torah usually follows the Rosh, his father, here he goes like the Rambam, whatever. But again, we say that according to the Rambam, there is no din of Tosefes on Shabbos, just the din of Tosefes on Yom Kippur. Interestingly enough, not all authorities agree that that is the Sheikh of the Rambam. We don't have it on the pages, but the Radvaz, in one of his tshuvas, Chelek Hey, Simon Elef Tof Peivol, a lot of tshuvas, right, number 1486, right, in Chelek Hey, in the Lashon of HaRambam, Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Radvaz, not so sure, he says, right, what is Taka the Rambam's opinion? So the Radvaz writes, he quotes the Rav Magid, Magid Mishnah, saying that the Rambam didn't mention it, but he said, everybody else seems to quote it. He said, to say that the Machlok, the Rambam, doesn't think it's right. He says, the Rambam certainly holds that it's required on Shabbos, says the Radvaz. Daraisa. Why didn't he mention Hilchos Shabbos? He mentioned Hilchos Shvi'os Asar. Why? Because that's where the Gemara brings up, that's where the Pasuk brings up. The Pasuk, the origin of this din happens to be with regards to Yom Kippur. So the Rambam quotes it with regards to Yom Kippur, but certainly it's true of Shabbos, because Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur. We usually think, but the Kiddush of Shabbos is a higher level than the Kiddush of Yom Kippurim. Shezeb Bekar, Shezeb Misa B'dei Odom. Right? And another riot that he doesn't bring it, but Shabbos has seven aliyahs, Yom Kippur only has six, right? That's one. Yom Tov has five, and Chol HaMoed Rosh Chodesh have four, and the weekdays have three, right? That's a hierarchy. So Shabbos has greater Kedusha. So the Radvaz says, what do you mean? The Radvaz says the Rambam certainly holds. If there's a din of Tosefes on Kippur, there's also a din of Tosefes on Shabbos. He didn't write it in Hilchos Shabbos, a technicality, because he mentioned Hilchos on Kippur. Why should it be different? So that's the tshuva of the Radvaz. He holds that the sheet of the Rambam is that there is a requirement. And then in the middle, I didn't bring it with me, but the Stechemed, Marachas Tov Klal Nundalad, the Stechemed says that there's some more Mechalik in the Rambam. That's a different source, I know. Sechemed mentions that no, there are some who hold in the Rambam that he holds by Yom Kippur it's Doraisa, but Shabbos is Darabanan. So there are different shitas as to what the Rambam holds. But be that as it may, Lemaisa, certainly many hold that there is a din. Maybe in the Rambam holds a din for Sefer Shabbos. Now that you're allowed to do it, but that it's a mitzvah. And a Shulchan Aruch, therefore, Paskin, in the source number 10 in Hilchos Shabbos, Or HaChaim Siman Reish Samach Aleph Siv Beis. It's interesting. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim Shetzorok Lahosiv Michol Al HaKodesh. Some say you have to add on. Right, he puts it in such a lotion. And Vizman Tosefes HaMetchilas HaShkir, whatever Vizman is. Why do you say it in such a lotion? Some say. So first of all, the Mishnah, the Bar Hetev rather, on the spot, the Bar Hetev says in Sukkot Nei, that's a Daraisa. That's a Daraisa to do it. He learns like the majority, and maybe even the Rambam holds that way. It's according to Radvaz. It's a Daraisa you have to add on from the weekday onto Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's true, Bein Mikhisoso, Bein Bitsiyoso. And he says, of course, it's a little different, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Bey, in Sukkot Yud Tes, Ve'ein al azman zeh lo lav lo koris. It's not that it's considered Shabbos in terms of the onshin, because it isn't really Shabbos yet, so therefore if you violate, you wouldn't violate a law, it wouldn't be koris. But ki mitzvah tasem in atar, it's a mitzvah to do it, and we learn it out from Yom Kippur, as we mentioned. In the Bir Halacha, there's a long Bir Halacha, he writes, why did the Mechaber put it in that strange lashon, yesh omrim shetzorach? See, that's in deference to the Rambam. That since the Rambam, he didn't want to just say you must do it, because at least the way he learned, the Rambam doesn't require it. So in deference to the Rambam, as the Mishnah writes, "Nokta v'loshin yesh omrim mishum da Rambam cholek al zeh." The Bir Halacha says that's the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef Karo, who wrote the Kesef Mishnah, wrote the Beis Yosef, wrote the Shohar, is l'shitoso. He holds the Rambam denies this whole din with regards to Shabbos. So therefore, when he writes in the Shohar, he wants to acknowledge that that's the din, but he puts it in loshin yesh omrim because not everybody agrees to it. At least in his mind. The Rambam doesn't agree. Yeah.
Those people that say the Rambam does have Shabbos, yeah. Did they say by Yom Kippur that it's not 15 million and that it's also...
Yeah, for sure. Now, the truth of the matter is, this Masha, I forgot to mention, the Radvaz would mention that. Truly, the Gemara itself seemed to conclude that it applies. Remember the Gemara back in the third source, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah said, I would think it's just Yom Kippur, so what about Shabbos? The Talmud Lomer Tishbos. So what about Yom Tov? Talmud Lomer Shabbat Chem. Yeah? All right, so the Rambam, according to one view, will not accept that part of the Gemara. He said that part of the Gemara is still halacha, but the Pashas of the Gemara is that it is required. It's one of the Radvaz's rayas. But again, in the Bir Halacha, he writes just in deference on the rest, for I am the Bir HaGrosh HaPosek HaRambam. So they only go and assume like the Rambam. That's how the Mishnah Berurah adds on it. But we're going to assume the Gro assumed like the Rambam. But in any event, the idea is that and he discusses quotes other posts and say maybe the Rabban and the Rambam says the mitzvah. That's how the Mishnah Berurah prefers to learn, like that sheet in the Sechemet. But in any event, that's in terms of what you know what the mitzvah is. However, as was pointed out before, it may or may not be a mitzvah, but l'chorah it should be chal if a person does accept it. In other words, it may or may not be a mitzvah. We don't know the Rambam sheet exactly. We know that most of the other poskim do recognize. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan is very, very precise about it. The Aruch HaShulchan, Hilchos Shabbos, again, Reish Samech Aleph, I'll read you his Lashon in Sif Beis. He says, V'zeh shekosu Rabbeinu Beis Yosef for 6 days, yesh omrim shetzarach ha'osim chol ha'kodesh, v'kosu v'loshin yesh omrim shum da Rambam v'atur lo hizkiru. Rak mitzvah shem ha'kipur v'linyin inu b'vad. Kemo shekosu v'loshin yesh omrim ha'kipur and so on. However, mihu, rov rabosenu, ha'bahag, v'harif, v'harosh, v'hasmak, v'hasmak, v'yirein, v'haran, v'hamagim mishnah. So he gives a whole lineup. You know, posku d'yesh min ha'tar tosef v'shabbos yomtev. Okay, so he says, no, that's, you know, whatever the sheet, certainly the overwhelming majority, that's the Aruch HaShulchan point, the overwhelming majority, whether or not the Rambam, I don't know, but for sure the overwhelming majority of poskim, he said the Rishonim, all hold there is such a chiyuv. But now we have to ask ourselves the question, and this is really what I wanted to talk about, we have to ask ourselves the question, okay, so we're going to add on to Shabbos, yeah, we're going to have a 7 o'clock minyan. What exactly happens? What is the status right now? When I add on, I start Shabbos early. So what have I accomplished exactly? What do I do? What have I done? And there's only two ways to look at it. Do we say that, look, it's Friday, but I'm being noheg as though it's Shabbos, right? I'm not going to do any melacha, and I'll make kiddush, and I'll pretend it's Shabbos. Not really Shabbos, right? That isn't Shabbos. It's still Friday, no doubt. But to me, I'm going to treat it as though it's Shabbos. What do we say? No. Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos is something more than that. It becomes as if I have, in a way, changed the astronomical date. No, it's already Shabbos. Not that I'm being noheg as if it's Shabbos, but it's already Shabbos. It's already light. It's nightfall. The sun is still shining. That's a detail. Okay, but as far as I'm concerned, I've already accepted Shabbos upon myself, so it's now nighttime. Okay, and then the fact that it's still sunny out, no, that's a question. Right, just because you know that's an old hakira, you know, is we have in the halachas that sometimes a difference between a siba and a simon, right? The siba is the reason behind something, and the simon is just tells you that's a fact, you know. So when the sun is out, is that the reason why it's day because the sun is out? Oh no, that's just a simon that the sun is out. That it's daytime, but it's not the cause. It doesn't cause. You know, so like, you know, if I have a watch, okay, so if my watch says 11 o'clock, well, I'll use 5 o'clock. My watch says 5 p.m., so that means it's daytime now. Okay, is it daytime because my watch says it's 5 p.m.? No, that's just a synonym that it's daytime. As if I would move my watch to 5 days earlier, it wouldn't change the matthias, right? So which way do you look at it in terms of the sun? But be that as it may, that's really the question. What does Tosefes accomplish? What is adding on to Shabbos and Kippur? Does it mamish, it changes the day, so to speak, or no? The day is what it is, and I'm just being knowing a certain way. So this question was
issues of Amir the Nakum.
Okay, good. A number of issues, but let's see some of them. Maharshal, we have in the Chubas over here, printed in the next page, the Maharshal addresses this question in Siman Yud Gimel and in Siman Samech Ches, two Chubas about this topic. The Maharshal is the following. She'ela, Bein Pesach L'Shavuos. Perfect example. We're coming up to Pesach now. Between Pesach and L'Shavuos, we count the Omer. Im Mivorchen Al Siris Omer Reis HaKnesses Achar Kiddush Miyad Av Shadayin Shav HaChetzi Ad HaLayla. Right, it's spring. It's the month of May, or early June, or whatever it is. They have a 7 o'clock minyan. It's not going to get dark till 8:30. Do you count the Sfira during that time? That's a very practical question relating to this issue. If you hold, the Sfira's almost got nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos. If you hold that when I accept Shabbos, so I'm treating it as though it's Shabbos in terms of Malacha, that's got nothing to do with the Sfira. The Sfira is when it gets nighttime. Or do we say, no, it changes the date, so to speak. That's really a perfect test case. That's what Marshall is wondering about. Okay? And he says, apparently many people, at least in his time, had the practice that they pocket count in Surah, even though Od Hayom Godol, even though there's still plenty of daylight hours left. And they say, what do you mean? The concept of Tosfos Shabbos is Doraisa, maybe not according to the Rambam, although this may be a Nafkamina, but you know, whatever the most poskim is, the Aruch HaShulchan noted, hol is Doraisa, so therefore, it's like Shabbos, the Harai, the Mispal, and Tfilos HaShabbos. Shabbos, right? Don't we daven Ma'ariv? And we make Kiddush, right? But he says, Eino. It's not true, says the Marshal. The Dafke Le'inyan Shabbos, who the most sifin? When do we say that the din of Tosefos regards to matters that pertain to Shabbos? The Losha Hayom Nasa Laila. The day did become night. Poof, now you made it night. What do you mean? The sun's still shining outside. And he brings riots to this. And anyway, that's the... So therefore, he says a few lines. There, a culture in Sirsa Omer, Sher B'chol Anum Mispalam Arv, Zer Koran Krishma Plagam, In Chavayin Sofer Mar Alayla. Let's say on a regular week, a Tuesday night during the Sira. If you dive in Ma'ariv early, can you count the Sira at that point? No, it's not Wednesday yet. Right, you can't. Yeah, they make a many minyanim. They dive in right away. Plaga mincha. It's in the summer. They have a 7 o'clock. So it's after plug. Let's say it's, you know, it's a, so dive in Meir. It's still not this dark out for another while. So usually the rabbis say can't count soon. Now you got to wait. Remember when you get home, count after 8:37 or whatever time it is. Right. So the says the that's during the week too. So the marshal says fine. That'll be no different. You can't say I'm going to count this now as though it's already the next day of the Omer. Imagine you have a guy who, there could be the two next door neighbors, right? One is not Mekabel Shabbos, one is Mekabel Shabbos, one is not Mekabel Shabbos. And the guy who's not Mekabel Shabbos early remembers, oh, he can count the Omer this night. So he's going to count still the old, okay, it's still sunny out, so he can still count the other day without the bracha. He can still count. The other guy already counted for the next day. It doesn't make sense. What is Tosefos Shabbos, says the Marshal? I am treating it for Hilchos Shabbos purposes as though it's Shabbos. I'll be on the Melacha, and I can even daven, and so on. We'll see in the Gemara why. But that's the Marshal.
Counted Shabbos, but realizes he forgot Friday. So
that's an interesting question. Can they? Right. Okay.
Yeah. You have two boys born on the same day.
Right. Different bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Two different
Shabbos. Yeah. A lot of these quandaries. But anyway, this is the opinion of the Marshal in this tshuva, and he says therefore he thinks that it's not right to count the Omer that early when it's still daylight out, even though you're Mekabel Shabbos. In the later tshuva, in Siman Samaches, he raises an interesting question. This question may not come up that often by us because the daylight saving taught me.
You also think Shema again.
Right. Exactly. Because Shema is also not a din in Shabbos. That's a din b'shoch b'cha. That's evening. It's not evening yet. That he didn't bring that right. But that's what Marshal says about. He doesn't mention Kriya Shema. I'm sorry. He says in the middle. He says, but he does bring up Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema may not be the same. But that's correct. In the later tshuva, in Siman Samaches, he raised the following question. I said, I don't think it comes up that often by us, because by the time Shemini Atzeres comes around, it's already the end of September into October, so we're not worried about daylight saving time as much, and, you know, everything's earlier. But let's say a person would want to be Mekabel Shemini Atzeres early. Whatever reason. You know, just assume, you know, it's his company, whatever it is. He wants to dive and make a 6 o'clock minyan, Shemini Atzeres. Right, is that allowed? So the issue that he brings up in his long tshuva, we're not going to read it inside, but we know that on Shemini Atzeres, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, we don't eat in the sukkah at all on Shemini Atzeres. And even in Chutz Laaretz, most people do eat in the sukkah without a bracha. See them don't eat in the sukkah at night, just during the day, but that's another discussion. But the Gemara seems to indicate you should eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but without a bracha. So, says the Marashah, you have a funny quandary here, because what you'll do is, you'll go ahead, you'll daven Shemini Atzeres, you'll be mekabel Shemini Atzeres early, yeah? You go home, make Kiddush. But wait a second. It's still sunny out. It's still really the seventh day of Sukkot. It's all shining around, but it's still the seventh day of Sukkot. So you're going to eat in the Sukkot, you got to make a bracha. It's still Sukkot. Right? If another guy, if you hadn't been Mekabel Shabbos early, a Yom Tov early, and at that point you want to have a snack, and you're eating the Sukkot, how do you make a bracha? It's still Sukkot. Right? So now you're going to have a whole meal, so you got to eat the sukkah also. Now finally, and with a bracha. So that would be okay, but then you're in a funny situation, because you say in the Kiddush, it's Yom Shmini Chagat Tzareh, which indicates that it's not sukkahs anymore. And now you're going to say, Leishah Basukkah, indicating it is sukkah, you're contradicting yourself. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's a funny situation, but that's what he says. He says, you know, you're going to have to make the bracha. Anyway, Kitzer, after the whole long tshuva, he says, therefore, it's a better idea not to do this. Don't, you know, don't be, if you have to, then talk, you have to say a brocha on a sukkah, just do it. Right away. Go to Chassidus HaKofos, yeah. Anyway, so this is the interesting issue that the Marshal brings up in both of these sources that, you know, really is our question. The Marshal seems to certainly be of the understanding that you cannot say that by accepting Shabbos, oh, you're changing day into night. It's not night. Only for things relating directly to Shabbos, so then you'll be Mekabel Shal Yontif. But you can't, you won't do away, you can't change it in terms of Sira, you can't change it in terms of Shmina, of eating a Sukkah, the Bracha, and so on. That's the position of the Marshal. Now, so why does it work for davening? After all, why can you daven early? So here the Gemara itself says it. In the next source, the Gemara says in Brochas, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Chia Bar Oven, Rav Tzoli Shol Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Rav used to daven on Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos prayers. Tzoli Shol Shabbos, and he prayed the Shabbos prayers on Erev Shabbos. And the line later, Rav Tzoli Shol Shabbos Erev Shabbos, Gemara asks, and did he also make Kiddush? Omer Kiddush Alakos? Did he also make Kiddush too, that far? Oh, ain't Omer Kiddush Alakos. That it wouldn't do. Says the Gemara, Tashma, the Omer of Nachman, Omer Shul, Mispala, Adam Shul Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Omer Kiddush Alakos. Yes! The Gemara says, not only can you daven the Shabbos prayers, the Shabbos tefillos, you can also make Kiddush, and that's the halacha.
But they're saying you
should
honor Shabbos.
It's, but it's for Shabbos, sir.
It's Shabbos. They're saying
you good.
On Erev
Shabbos. Right. It is Erev Shabbos. That's exactly the point of the location of the moment. You can daven early and you can say Kiddush early. That's the din. So that's the din in the Gemara. So the Gemara allows Kiddush, allows davening. There's interesting. Even the Rambam, and that's the point, even the Rambam, who may, at least as far as the Yosef Karo is concerned, the Mishael says, may deny the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perkhof Tes Aloch Yud Aleph, Yesh Lo Adam LeKadosh HaLakos Erev Shabbos Bod Yom. Even the Rambam admits you can make Kiddush early. Not because of Tosefes, Afo Bishalo Nichnasa Shabbos, even on Shabbos, they say that's a din of Kiddush, because it's Zachrei, Shemitzah Zechira LaOmer Bein B'Shas Knisos Yisrael Bein Kodem L'Shazu Me'at. You're allowed, because the whole idea is to remember Shabbos as it starts. So a little bit before Shabbos is also called Shabbos. Everybody agrees you can daven early, you can make Kiddush early. Okay? But there's an interesting question with regards to what about having the Suda? Can you have the whole Suda early too? Can you go ahead and have the whole Shabbos Suda? So here, why not? So it would appear you can. But the Gemara says in Shabbos and Afkuf Yud Zayin and Beis, the Gemara says, what's the mukkar? We discussed this in past year. Also, what's the mukkar for having a Suda on Shabbos, three Sudas on Shabbos altogether? Oh, so it says like this, Tana Rabbanan, Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis in Shabbos. Kama Sudas Chayav Adam Lechol B'Shabbos. How many meals you have to eat on Shabbos? Answer Shalosh. And Chidka Omer Arva. Chidka says you have four sudas. That's a nice trick in the wintertime. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but shalosh sudas is tough enough in the wintertime. Yeah. Imagine having to have a fourth suda in the winter. I mean, then this time you can get it, huh?
In parts of Russia where they used to have the white knights.
Yeah, so then you can do it, right? No problem.
They did it. I think.
Sudas of Chidka. Yeah, sudas of Chidka. Some chassidim still do it. Sudas of Chidka. But in the wintertime, you know, when they just finished the Chalten Kugel, and now can barely make it to Mincha and then Shalosh Sudas, you know, and they can have a fourth Suda. Wow. Okay, but anyway, the Gemara says, so we don't pass Mech Chidka. We pass Mech Chachamim. But then the Gemara says, Amar B'Yochanan, Ushnai Mikra Echadosh, where they learn out the same Pasuk. And that's what's interesting to us. The Pasuk in Parshas Bishalach by the Mon, which of course is the first time that the Mitzvah of Shabbos is presented to the Jewish people as a nation. It says there by Moshe Ichlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem Hayom Lo Simtzu Basadik. Where is the drush? It says the word Hayom three times. So that's how we know you have to have three meals. If Chidka says, yeah, those three meals during the day plus the Friday night is the fourth. And the other Chachom says, no, this includes Friday night. So a total of three. But the point is, it says Hayom three times. So based upon that, there are some who hold, and we'll see. What was that? Yeah, that this is a din exactly in the day of Shabbos. That the Suda is a din in that it has to be the Yom Shabbos. Now it's interesting with Taz and the Nukla Shabbos Reish Tzadi Aleph. It's Reish Tzadi Aleph of Cotton Vav. The Taz writes, Reish Tzadi Aleph of Cotton Vav. The Taz writes, Kofer the Sefer Chassidim some Reish Hamatez Shabbalel Shabbos Sarech Shiyeh Gemar Hasuda. Belilah.
Right.
Okay, you got to at least finish some of the meals. Got to be held during the night. You want to daven early? Okay. You want to make kiddush early? Okay. Can even start the meal, but you've got to have some of the meal when it's takayom because it's learned out from the word ayom. V'rashal nog shelo achal b'leil Shabbos haralayim. Did the Maharshal, and that's consistent with what we saw in the Maharshal, wouldn't eat Friday night till it's dark because he said you can't change the fact that this is not yom. It's not yom Shabbos. We can daven early. We can make kiddush early. early. Tosefta Shabbos, but it doesn't change the calendar date. Says the Taz Velini Rebbe, but in my opinion, Kaven the Tosefus Michol HaKodeshu D'Raisa, Alkein Yotza Shapra Afilu Gomar Kodem Alayla. So that's what we're talking about. You accepted Shabbos. So for you, it's Shabbos. Finish. It is called Yom. No problem. So it could be that the Taz disagrees with the Marashal. The Marashal was saying before that, no, you can't change the astronomical conditions. The Taz seems to say, well, yes, you can. You can be knowing completely like it's night. Therefore, the Taz says, nonsense. You can not only can start the meal before it can start, you can finish the meal and then go for a walk. It's still sunny out. I mean, you got to move it along.
How far would the Taz go with that, though? Because if, from the Gemara, the same way, it can be mostly if we call all the Kodesh for Shabbos, I could do it for Yantif. But the Taz say, can make an Alephilus Matzah,
We're on the way. But that's the Taz I read you here in Hilchos Shabbos. Again, I read you his words. Velinira, Kaven the Tosefus Nichola Kodesh Hudoraisa, Alkein Yotza Shapra, Afilu Gomar Kodem Lila. Now, La Halacha, I just want to mention, the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's on Source 21, Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish, Tam of Zion, in Kotnei, the Mishnah Berurah writes about the three meals, okay, you can eat the meal at night or even before suns before it gets dark out. Hatam the kevan the kibel of Shabbos will seek mechol hakodesh. Nechshav kishabbos leinyan zeh biyochol lekadesh vilechol miyad biyuchal ligmor sudos mod yom. He quotes that shita, but then he says the yesh choken. The sovereign she yizahir limshok sudos al alayla biyochol kazayis palayla. Why the timeum the kevan the gimel sudos yalfinim ad the kosev ichlu ayom kishabbos ayom Hashem etc. Beinan she yikaim osam biyom. Mr. Brewer says it's better to hold, to not accept the Taz, and to talk, at least finish the meal, at least the kazai is the bread after it's dark. But Lemaisa, he passes that it works. What's that?
The Taz says that there's time, and then there's Shabbos time. And as soon as he's willing to activate Shabbos time,
then it's Shabbos. Now the question is, correct?
Why don't you go to mikvah before?
Right. Okay. Good. This is a good horror. Not passing for that. Passing for Avela's purposes, and surprisingly he might, but we're not going to get into that right now. I just want to read from the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Aruch HaShulchan, although the Mishnah Berurah said that it's preferable to be choshesh for that shita. Aruch HaShulchan writes, Kemo Shiyachol Espalim Mod Yom, Ken Yachol Asus Kidin Mod Yom. That's again, Reish Shem Asamavayim Sifei. You can do everything, and even you can eat. And he mentions the other Shita that says you should wait. He says, Chumra Ba'alma Hu Midas Hasidus. You want to have he's not, the Mishnah Berurah says, Nachon Lachol Shidivrayim. You should try and do that. The Aruch HaShulchan not as convinced. He says, okay, it's a Midas Hasidus, it's a Chumra Ba'alma.
I mean, isn't that the Aruch HaShulchan Moshi Tosso, whatever, like, whatever he saw the minhag was in Klal Yisrael, he would try.
Okay, you're right, justify. Okay, good, could be. Now, what about the other cases that we mentioned, let's say with Yontif, someone eventually, like Leisha Masukah and other things. So it's interesting, the Taz writes the following in the very end of Hilchos Pesach, we have the laws of Shavuos. So only by Pesach, I will mention one din by Shavuos. In Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet, this is before Sifkot and Aleph, it says, the Taz quotes a minhag, Me'achrin lahaskil arvis b'knisos shavuos kidei shiyu yimei sfira tmimos. Even the shuls that have a 7 o'clock minyan, but shavuos, most places, that shavuos night we wait till 9, whatever time it is. Right, the whole spring is 7 o'clock Friday night minyan. Right, but Shavuos everybody waits late 30, whatever time it is.
Yeah.
Right, why? Because of Tremus. Because you have to finish the Sefirah Sheva Shavuos is Tremus, and if you're going to be Mekabel Yontif early, so that's going to destroy the Tremus, right? Because you're cutting short, right? You're cutting it short. So wait a second. According to the Maharshal. Let's say, and one could say like this, the Marshal would say, what do you mean, you're not cutting it short, you just, so start Shabbos, the Chayshir will start Shavuos early also. Why? Because it doesn't tamper with the fact that it's still the 49th day of the Yom, you'll have your weeks. But according to the Taz, who says that in a certain sense, you're changing the date, then you're cutting off the end of the other date. You still, you know, you chopped an hour and a half or whatever it is off the end of the seerah. According to the Marashal, perhaps you're not concerned about that. What do you mean? You're not cutting off anything. All you're doing, according to the Marashal, is you're davening early, making kiddush, but it's still tamimas. You still have it. It's still seerah, right? So perhaps it's totally in the same achokas. Furthermore, when it comes to the Shmini Atzeres issue, remember the Marashal said you better not, you have a problem on Shmini Atzeres because, you know, you're going to have to eat in the sukkah because it's still sukkah. Eat in the sukkah with a bracha. So the Marashal disagrees with that, the Taz rather disagrees with that too. L'shita so, the Marashal writes, so Taz writes rather, it's in Tofresh Samaches, it's a long piece, he quotes the Marashal, Elo Dibre Harav Rashal, he writes with respect, you can't challenge somebody, but Kavachom, Rishul, Kamoni, fox like me, and I write with humility. So he says, but still, Mikol Mokom, Achava Daiti, Shadibre Harav Ma'ot Tmuin. I think the Marshal's opinion is very, very strange. Ve'ena das, it doesn't make any sense. The Loma goes a tainus bechina, mishnas knis the shmini atzeres from Bojom. Why do you make everybody not eat? Yeah, he goes a tainus. If you make a shmini atzeres early, better wait and not eat. Why not? He says, if you've accepted shmini atzeres, so then I don't care if it's still sunny yet, you don't have to eat the sukkah with the brocha. Sukkah is over. By the mere fact that you accepted, you davened, and so on and so forth, you said yom shmini atzeres, which is mutter, and it made me deraisa. Tosefes yom tov, according to some opinions, is deraisa. So then it's not sukkah anymore. What are you talking about? So again, the Taz, the Shitoso, disagrees with the whole thing. Again, how far you take it is a good question.
And
you see,
with
regards to... Okay, interesting question. So they're ready. It only works when there's a mitzvah. But Tosefta is only when there's a mitzvah, right? But the Taz seems to base on the fact when there's a mitzvah to do it. But anyway, that's the sheet of the Taz. I was thinking, and I'll just point this out also. I didn't make this up.
If Shabbos goes into Yantif, right? So can I be mekabel Yantif early, and on Yantif I can cook, right?
Yeah.
So the Taz let me cook for my
that's not the other, because you can't you can only be mostly we call our kodesh. You can't do the other way around. You can't detract. Okay.
Not the point.
Can you make Shabbos early? I think some shuls do. They're already down the second day of Yontah. They're already down another one. That's your adding to Kedusha.
Right,
that'll be okay.
Your chumash becomes available for you when?
Oh, this year is not okay because this year ends Thursday. It's only Thursday. But I'll tell you what does. I didn't put this on the sheets, but there's a question also. Again, the Taz and Mashal, same issue. Where they had a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. And on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, apparently in this town, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the shofar got broke or stolen or something like that, and they didn't have shofar the second day. Okay. So then it was Friday afternoon, so they made early Shabbos. And then, tukling, someone found the shofar. Now it's still sunny out. It's still, can I go ahead and blow shofar now? It's going to depend on the same machlok. It's still Rosh Hashanah. It's, in terms of the astronomical clock, so to speak, it's still Rosh Hashanah out. Right? On the other hand, they're already in Kabbal Shabbos, so it'll really revolve around the same question. But anyway, so it could be that this machlok, as the Taz Marshal, is already rooted in the Tosos, and that's what I wanted to point out in Tosos and Ksubas, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the next source. Tosos there is discussing, you'd be surprised to hear this, I was actually a little bit. Tosin Ksubas discusses the following question. The Gemara there seems to indicate that about a wedding taking place on Yontif. A wedding on Yontif. So the Tosin says, what do you mean a wedding on Yontif? You're not even a chalamoid, exactly. That's Tosin's kasha. What do you mean? How do you have a wedding on Yontif? You can't even have a wedding on chalamoid because you're not allowed to mix the simcha of Yontif with the simcha of the wedding. It's two different simchas. What's a drasha gemur here? That's a real drasha, and maybe the raisa. So what's going on? What is the Gemara talking about here? So again, it's hard for us to imagine this, but Tosus answers. He says, we're talking about when the guy made the wedding in the Tosefis time. Not on Yontif proper, but that earlier time, which apparently, according to this Teretz of Tosus, doesn't take on all the dinim of Yontif. So there's not a contradiction of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can daven and you can make Kiddush or whatever, but it doesn't take on the full quality of Yontif. So that's what we're talking about according to this Teretz and Tosfos. It's hard to just imagine getting a wedding invitation taking place on Yontif night.
But it used to be because they had to share the expense.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very interesting because, you know, I can't imagine discussing something this week. I can't imagine you get a wedding invitation. Let it take place Shabbos here. Friday, Ramo was the tour, right? That was on Shabbos. But even, can you imagine getting a wedding invitation at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon? Be the wedding, come to the shul. It's going to be crazy, you know. But they used to do it because some people, they do it because you have a meal set up, right? People couldn't afford fleshing meals, you know, so often. So they would do it. And so it's interesting. I gave a shiur to some seniors in the shul here, and so a number of people told me that their parents in Europe, several of them, they got mad Friday afternoon. That was the practice in some place. It wasn't so on, and Eretz Yisrael also they have it something not so uncommon. So, but here's the situation with Erev Yontif, but it was in the Tosefes time. Then Tosefes gives a second teretz and says another teretz is Inami Kishenimsera Ha'av L'Sucha Abal and soon below Suda. Talking about for whatever reason it was a wedding, it was on Tushlichas, there was no Suda. So it's also not a violation of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, because without the Suda, it's a mitigated Simcha, is not the same thing. So based on the two Terutzim of Tosos, I think it's what was wrong with the first Terutz. First Terutz says it was done during the Tosefis time. Maybe the second Terutz holds that's not a good enough Terutz, because during Tosefis time it is Yontif already. So that's going to come with a different Terutz. And maybe Arad Paz and the Marshal are rooted in these two Shitas in Tosos, very possibly. Now it's interesting, what is it that makes Shabbos for everybody? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Haim Sim Reish Samach Aleph Siv Dalet, Achrani is Baruch Hu, Afo Pisa Dain Yovu, Ein Ma'arvin Vein Tal Mishum Da'avik Kabbalah Shabbos Alei. Once you said Baruch Hu, then that's considered a Kabbalah Shabbos. But I also already have a minute to say Mizma Shalom Shabbos, that's already. And some say already when you say Boy V'Shalom, you know, and the Lachadodi, that's already an acceptance of Shabbos. So it's very interesting. That's what it says there. Okay.
There's another interesting question.
Yeah.
Going into Shabbos, benching. At the end of Shabbos, if you're still saying Retzei,
Right.
But here you're starting Shabbos and doing the chol in a sense.
Right. Also an issue. Yeah. But benching may go by the beginning of the meal. But so anyway, that's what Shulchan Aruch says there in Reish Samach Aleph. Later on, I've written this mistake on me myself in Reish Tzadi Gimel. Reish Tzadi Gimel. Let me see if I put the right source in here. I made a mistake. Okay, so the it's interesting that the on the right source, I apologize, but the that's the din of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what's interesting is that the Dogel Mervava there in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Dogel Mervava of Menor Yehuda, makes an interesting comment. I'll just read it to you. I'm not sure what to make of this. I'll just read what he says. The very beginning of Reish Samach Aleph, we spoke about not do anything already once you say Baruch Hu and so on. So let me just find it with Dogel Mervava. It's probably not in this edition. Oh, here it is, yeah. So Dogel Mervava makes a chiluk. Let's find the exact source, I'm sorry. Here it is. He distinguishes, we really have to hear his lashon because I don't know, you know, what you mean by it. Quotes the Mechaber. And he says in Shin Sadi Gimel, he brings two opinions. Venira the Shom Ka Omar Kibel Tosefa Shabbos. Umayri Sha Omar Beferush Semekabel Tosefa Shabbos. In Cain, Lo Kibel Rak Isser Asay. Mishum Hochyesh Lohaka Beshabbos, right? But here, when you say Baruch Hu, he says you are Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos, Mamish. I'm not sure, but he seems to draw a distinction between when you're mekabel upon yourself Tosefes Shabbos as opposed to Kedushas Shabbos. Once you say Baruch Hu, that's Kedushas Shabbos. Okay? But to mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, that's a different din. To mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. So I'm not sure whether, in other words, whether you can daik this way or not, but it looks on the Noda Behuda like there perhaps is a difference as to what exactly the person says. And maybe the machok is the Tazna Marshal. You know, I have no rias one way or the other from Tazna Marshal. But it could be, and it should say, by the way, I should say Shin Sadi Gimel, not Reish Sadi Gimel, so that was my mistake. Just realize it. But anyway, it could be that the whole machlokas, maybe it's not really machlokas, maybe it depends on what you were mekabel. If you're mekabel kedusha Shabbos, then it's mamish Shabbos. If you just say, I'm accepting upon myself tosefa Shabbos, then it's only with regard to those things for Shabbos. Maybe you can build the machlokas, I don't know. What's interesting, Balatanya, the Rav Balatanya, in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Siman Shin Tzadik Gimel, let me read you his lashon. He says in Siman Shin Tzadik Gimel Sukkot and Beis, talking about the Tosefes Shabbos, he also says in Kibbalah Tosefes Shabbos, right? Ha'ika Kesar Shalom B'Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. Al Nisbal Tzus Arvish Rabbis Harei Kibbalah Shabbos Atzma. Also makes that chiluk. So I'm not sure. You know, it's interesting. Just an interesting thing to think about. Is there a difference between what exactly you say? Maybe there's a difference when you're Kabbal Kedusha Shabbos as opposed to Tosefes Shabbos, and maybe the machlokas can be lined up that way. There's a difference when you say Mekabbal Kedusha Shabbos. That means mamish the whole ball of wax. Where if it's just Tosefes Shabbos, maybe then we can make a chiluk. I'll also mention as an aside, it's an interesting question. The Levush in some Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Zayin say, how does all this work? So he says it works mitam neder. It's like I took a neder. I make Shabbos early. That's a neder. I'm treating it like Shabbos. Now, if community beef, it's only a neder.
You
can back out of it. You can get out of it. You can have shayla out of it. The Rosh Hashulchan disagrees strenuously. The Rosh Hashulchan says not to. Rosh Hashulchan in Simar Reish Samach Gimel Sif Chof Ches says it's a wild thing to say. He says that I didn't see anybody else say such a thing. He quotes the Levush is an important posek, obviously, but he says again Reish Samach Gimel in Sif Chof Ches. I'll read his lashon. Despite the fact that, you know, Gittel said it, he doesn't want to rely on this at all. Here's his lashon. What I say, Sif Chofres. Yesh Misharo Tzalom, as some want to say, the Mekabel Shabbos Mikodim Havibichal Neder V'yochol Atiro U'dvarim Tmuim Heim. The cave and the camel and the road post can Tosef to the Reisa, the seven Shabbos the Reisa. The ancient of Tosef, Im Kain, Zesh also Tosef, Merubah, Lo Din Toru. The Lord Isin Dover Zabi Shum Posek, V'locha Aimless Mochaz Elamaisu Poshidu, and so on, that you can't do it. I mean, he's Rosh Hashulchan disagrees, as most of the Achronim do. It's interesting, I brought with me the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim, this very tardy Posek, in Reish Samach Aleph and Os Chof Aleph, writes, he says also, maybe there's a distinction, Oschof Beis, he says maybe there's a difference between whether you were mekabel something or you did something. When I mekabel something mentally, so that maybe is only din in Tosefes. When I said, boy v'shalom, I said Ms. Moshe, I did an action, he's willing to entertain the possibility of being shoel on the neder if it just was a kind of mental kind of thing. And I'm starting Shabbos early. Right? But if you went ahead and you said Bo'ichal and his lashon, there it's a Kabbalah Shabbos that you can't release it through a neder. But that's a side point. Let me just end by bringing the question over you asked before about Pesach. What about Pesach? Right, so we said there's a stickle tumul about Shmini Atzeres, a stickle tumul about Shavuos. Right, so what about Pesach? So here we have the following. The Mishnah says in Arvei Pesachim, Tzadi Tesson and Beis, Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha, L'yocha Adam Ad Shetechshach. Ad Shetechshach. You're not allowed to eat until when? Until it gets dark. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Tosus says, why is that different? Makshinan, Tosus deal Masko Ad Shetechshach, source 34. Amai, what is that? Amai is Sechasha Techshach. Okay? Why didn't the Sachet, isn't it Pshita? And furthermore, oh, the Gemara got Bishai Zon Tavu Lok Sonile. What about other Shabbos Yon Tavu? You don't have to wait till Techshach. So, the Omer Harimi Kuvil, the Gabe Matzah Daf Kabina Anche Techshach, the time of Tosefta, Pesach, Amatzah, Mor, Mitzvosim, Anche Techshach, the time of Shum Dixi, the Ochlus Habosar, Balaila Hazeh. Pesach, the mitzvahs are Laila Hazeh, again the word Laila. So therefore Tosus says, when it comes to matzah, you can't do it early. You gotta eat the matzah after nightfall, because that's what it says about the Karban Pesach, but umatzah mor, iskashul Pesach. Abel Sudash Shabbos Yom Tovim, okay, matzah yachul vod yom, right, so Sudash regular Shabbos Yom
Tovim.
That would look like. Okay? So, Kedamar Perak, Zilza Shachar, Mispal, Adam Shachar, Erev Shabbos, Omer Kiddush Hayom, Bo Jom, that's all okay. Alright? But as far as Pesach is concerned, this sheet in Tosa says you can't do it. He refers to Rabbeinu Yehuda, and indeed in the Tosas of Yehuda Chosid, in Brochus, it's Tosa of Yehuda Chosid in Brochus, Daf Chov Zion, Tosa of Yehuda Chosid says nothing doing, Pesach's no different than anything else. Okay? And if it's Mutter on other Yom Tovim, Mutar on Pesach too. Let me read you his exact lashon. Chav Zayin Amud Aleph says the Zura Chosid on that on the Dira Maskel Derav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos. He writes a meal. Second, Gabi Matzah HaOmer Ben Yaakov Mikurvil She'ain Ma'ain Alechol Matzah Shetechshach. That's the Tos we just saw. Midamer Tosefta and so on and so forth.
And therefore Pesach is different because Achos Abasa B'layla Hazeh. However, he said, I'm not so convinced. That may not be true. Maybe it says Mishatach Shachar has to do with, no, not to do it earlier than nightfall, because, you know, the in the afternoon when you shecht the Korban Pesach, it means, you know, wait till late in the day, not when you shecht it. But La'olam ain't L'chalek in the Tosefes. But if you're already Mekabel Yontem, then of course you can. So it's actually a machlokas regarding Pesach too. But our posts in Arvei Pesachim says that Pesach is different because there's Achos Abosa B'layla Hazeh. Good, so that takes care of the Korban Pesach, and the Matzah and the Mor like Korban Pesach, but still, maybe you should be able to make Kiddush here. And this will be an interesting thing, because Pesach, especially, is late, you have little children, right, it's tough enough as it is, so, you know, let's daven Ma'ariv, let's make a 7 o'clock, whatever, it'll be 6, whatever the earliest man will be, plug Pesach night, let's all go home, start the Seder, because you know what, by the time you get up to the Matzah Mor, it's going to be dark anyways, I don't care how early you start, right, especially little kids with lots of pamphlets and booklets and all what's that? Right, that's the
answer.
Right, exactly. But most of the kids, brother, they come home, you know, with all kinds of sheets and papers, you know, so they're not, but I believe you're not getting up to the matzah more so fast anyway. So you make, so that would be an eitzah. As maybe we should say, let's make kiddush early, that will do, and okay, enochanami, matzah and more, it'll be dark by the time we get up to it. However, the Tumas Hadeshin, the second last source, and Simon Kufalam and Zion, says that it doesn't think that's going to work either. Because it's not just the din of matzah and more, but the Haggadah itself, and not only the Haggadah, but the Kiddush, because let's remember on Pesach night, the Kiddush is also doubles as the first of the Arba Kosos. So that's already a din in Leil Pesach. So of all the dinim in Leil Pesach require Lila, that includes the Arba Kosos also. So the maximum it seems to me we will do is you can daven Ma'ariv early. Okay, but other than that, I don't think
there's going to be... No.
Okay. So, what about... No, I'll tell you why, because some posts can point that, it alludes to it a little bit, but you see, because you can't make Kiddush, because Kiddush has to be Mochem Suda. And if you can't have the Suda now, because not Lila, the Kiddush can't have either, so you're stuck. So, you know, again, I know... So the truth of that is one could posit that maybe on Leil Pesach you can daven early, because after all, if you daven, you can still daven pretty early, and I know that, Baruch Hashem, many of my Siddharim, I'm sure many of your Siddharim too, you know, by the time you come home, it usually takes about 25 minutes for them to get seated.
Right.
Right? There are a lot of people till everybody sits down, and this one is left-handed, next to a right, so you have to switch with the pillows, and till everybody gets seated. I know that there's a joke, you know, we mentioned in the past that the Pesach night, you know, it takes a long time till anything real happens. Because till everybody gets seated, and then for some reason, and this I don't know, for some reason it became the practice that everybody says Kiddush themselves. Now, I know we have to drink the Arba Kosos, but some people, there's certainly, first of all, it's enough to say one. And what I want to say, no, we can't say together. But in my family, everybody makes Kiddush Pesach. I guess it stems from the Arba Kosos. So that takes a while. And then you just got everybody seated, but then everyone gets up to go wash or hot. So then you get everyone seated again. By the time you're ready with the kappas, you're already sitting there for 40 minutes. Nothing's happened yet, you know. So you'll get to it later. That's what the Maharil writes. You get up to the kappas. The kappas also has to be, you know, when it's a little Pesach, it has to be Balayla. But I think you'll make it. But Lamaisa, I think that according to all these posts in the common denominator, is that even if you hold the Tosas Yontif, is the Raisa, like Shabbos and so on and so forth, but it may not work on Pesach because of the special chiyuv that Pesach night, you have, it's Achos Abosa B'Layla Hazeh, and everything that has to do with Pesach, whether it's the Matzah, the Mor, the Arba Kosos, perhaps you can say even the Haggadah, because the Haggadah is only B'Shah Sheish Matzah Samar Menachal Fanecha, and that's the only din at night, so then you're stuck. So much as we may want to start Pesach early for the kids, so we have to use Alex's method of making sure everybody naps on Pesach. That's why I personally... I mentioned the past. I personally like it, you know, even though it causes a tumult in the earlier part of the day. It's not going to happen now for a while. We had it last year, Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Erev Pesach on Shabbos, you know, okay, so tumult in the morning, Enochanam with Shal Shudis and the whole thing we spoke about last year. But Lamaisa, in the afternoon, you can relax. Yeah. You come in and say, like I mentioned, I know myself, usually Erev Pesach, you know, you have to run back to Pathmark to get another 3 bottles of ketchup just in case. You know what I mean? The whole year we don't use 20 bottles of ketchup. But Pesach, we better get more, you know. But what if it runs out, you know? So we're running around like a machine. You come in from that. You know, I always tell my wife, let's try and break. And you know, to lie down for half hour before it's hard to do. Erev Pesach on Shabbos is you're forced to force nap. But Lamaisa, I think that we're not going to have
like the second Seder better.
Yeah, Nachanan, because you're more into it, you're more alert. But in any event, as I was saying, in terms of halacha, despite the fact that there's a din of tosefta add on, it's hard pressed. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Chassid allows it, some Rishonim allow it. I think the more widespread view is that we don't have tosefas on Pesach. Again, you can daven early, but it's not going to help you that much because everything else has to start by Laila. Okay.
Sure.